Support for today's broadcast comes from ADM. Their FarmerView mobile site features up-to-date futures, weather, market commentary, and local bids, and offers ADM customers access to contracts, deliveries, and payments. Available at adm.com/farmerview.
Good Wednesday morning. This is Dave Dickey with the opening Commodity Market Report. USDA's Farm Service Agency will be making direct payments to 1.7 million eligible individuals beginning tomorrow. USDA did not say so in its announcement about payments, but 2013 direct payments will be subject to a reduction due to the across-the-board cuts mandated by the sequester process. The sequester also is expected to affect 2013 crop commodity loans disbursed after October 1st. Those, too, will see a sequester-related reduction in the gross loan principal by 5.1% for 2013 crop year loans. This morning, private exporters reported to USDA export sales of 120,000 metric tons of soybeans for delivery to Russia during the 2013-14 marketing year, which began on September the 1st. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, 15,361, is down 37 points. The NASDAQ, 3344, is down 12. And the S&P 500, 1742, it's down 7 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Today's forecast across the Midwest has not changed greatly from that of yesterday, and we're getting a little bit more clarification on what will take place next week, but confidence is still somewhat on the low side. Starting off here near term, though, yesterday's precipitation that occurred from east central Iowa into portions of Ohio here this morning left behind a trail of moisture running upwards to 0.4 inches in some locations, and it looks like today will be a drier day across that region. In fact, over the next two days, we'll likely see a lot less precipitation occurring across the Midwest. Most areas will see a risk of a shower or drizzle, but we're not expecting it to be great enough in very many locations to cause a real serious disruption to the overall farming picture. And I think many areas will likely see net drying conditions occur as we move forward through these next 2 days. A surface high pressure center, a fairly strong one, in fact, will settle over the Midwest as we get into the end of this week. It'll already be pushing into the Western Corn Belt here later today and tomorrow, and it will likely bring an end to all of this instability shower activity that's been going on for quite some time. And the high-pressure center is large enough that it will not only stabilize the atmosphere, but it will also create an environment where frost and freezes will be commonplace across the region. Extreme lows will likely be in the 20s and 30s each of the next 3 nights across the Midwest, and everybody will likely see at least frost, if not significant freezes, during this period of time. We may see freezes all the way down into the Tennessee River Valley, the Northern Delta, and maybe even portions of Virginia or North Carolina as well during this period of time, with those latter areas picking up on the coldest conditions here probably Friday and Saturday mornings. We are going to have this high pressure center around long enough that precipitation will be minimal through Sunday, and that means that we are probably looking at some better harvest conditions across the Midwest. And afternoon temperatures will stay rather cool, so those areas that are moist are probably going to be a little slow drying down. But the air is going to be a cool and dry air mass, and we'll likely see that result in relatively good drying rates, even though the temperatures are low. Afternoon temperatures will only be in the 30s and 40s in the northwestern part of the Corn Belt, while 40s and 50s will occur in the rest of the region. That will be the rule for the next 3 days. We'll expect some warming to occur late in the weekend and early next week as we set the stage for another round of precipitation or two. The first wave of energy is likely to come with a cool front early next week that will generate rain across a fair amount of the Midwest. That event will occur Monday into Wednesday. There may be a brief break from that system and ahead of the next one before we get involved with some more rainfall, but the break will only be a day or two. A cutoff low pressure center is being advertised to develop across the southern plains at some point early to midweek next week, and it will move through the Delta and into the eastern Midwest as we get into the second part of next week and into the following weekend, and so therefore another round of precipitation will occur. It's still a little early to get specific on this particular storm system, but we think maybe the northwestern Corn Belt will be left out of the event. Amounts in the southeast part of the western Corn Belt will be greatest, along with the Delta and most of the eastern Midwest. Rain totals may run a half inch to 1.5 inches, and maybe something locally greater with that event late next week, whereas the frontal system that occurs early in the week will produce anywhere from 1/10 to 5/10 of an inch with some local 3/4 inch amounts. The temperatures will be seasonably warm early next week and then turn right around and cool down to a more normal range as we get involved with this second storm system later next week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. For over 96 years, generations of farmers have turned to Farm Credit for their financial needs. Whether a young farmer or a seasoned grower, Farm Credit offers products and service geared specifically to the agricultural community.
Let's see how futures are trading. December hard red winter wheat is 774, up 8.5. Soft December, 710, up 9.25. December corn, 442, up 3.75. July, 470.25, up 3.25. November soybeans, 1312.75, up 10.5. July, 1261.25, up 4.5. December soybean meal, 420.80, up 470. December soybean oil, 41.53, up a penny. October live cattle, 131.55, up 45. October feeder cattle, 166.50, up 45. And December lean hogs, 88.27.5, and they are down 30. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Bill Gentry of Risk Management Commodities. He is in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Dave. Glad to be with you again.
Well, when I got the announcement this morning about this soybean sale, I had to look twice because anything over 120,000 metric tons is the unknown or China typically.
Yes. And surprisingly this morning we see it's going to Russia. And, you know, we kind of scratched our head as well trying to look at that and say, well, do they really need the beans or are they going to basically export them out of our ports and then redirect them to some other location that's typically not a buyer from us? And quite frankly, we don't know yet.
Either way, they're going out of the U.S., and that has caught the attention of traders.
Most assuredly. We've cleared some resistance levels. We've got solidly above that $13 mark, and arguably, this could start some technical buying. The meal market seems to be right along with the pace, so as harvest is over the hump, maybe we're going to get some end-user pricing and get some more business done.
Well, this area at 315 is a Fibonacci number, the 38% for the August move. It's also just under the 100-day moving average. So maybe, just maybe, there could be some buy stops up there.
There very well could. We'll watch and see how things play out today. I think with some of the rains that we've seen kind of slowing things down, and like I say, we're over the hump in harvest, some end users might really need to get some coverage on if they do happen to get through that mark. A lot of shorts are going to be put on notice.
Meanwhile, the corn market continues to go nowhere fast.
Right. We're a sideways trading range. You know, one of the things that we've talked about in here this morning is the fact that harvest is progressing at a reasonable pace, but we're obviously behind the five-year average. But nobody's in a hurry to get a whole lot done. You know, we're kind of constricted by drying capacity. We've got some areas that have moisture levels that are really too high, and there's no incentive to put corn through the dryer, you know, at these price levels. So, you know, farmers are just basically taking a measured pace and just progressing, you know, not necessarily at their leisure, but at a more moderate pace than you might expect.
So while harvest is poking along, we continue to see the nuclear clock tick down to the November crop production report, where those harvested acres in corn may play a big number.
They sure could. I think if my memory serves me correctly, we've accumulated about 100,000 contracts of new open interest since the first of the month. You know, I think under the circumstances, some of these guys might be talking lower acres, so you might have a little bit of speculative buying trying to call a seasonal low. But the other thing we have concern about is when we get to the end of harvest, let's say in another 3 weeks or so, do we actually fill in all of our country storage with inventory and have overflow bushels that have to go to town? If we do basically pour cash on the cash market at that point in time, the futures market's probably going to get a sense of concern and maybe break down.
I was wondering if all this work might be done in the basis side and futures is just going to kind of drift at this level.
It very well could. I think the basis level will get hit if you overrun at the end of harvest. I would say your basis has stood in fairly well for historic reasons. Even though we've moderated since early harvest, right now I would say our basis around here is probably 10 to 15 cent above normal for a 5 or 10 year average.
What do you make of this wheat market?
The wheat market is really encouraging for me. The Black Sea market has come up, basically reducing the margin between our markets and theirs. So I think the wheat market's got some concern or got some upside potential, and the concern over acres around the world is still a little bit of a concern. The biggest thing we're watching for right now is to see what the Australian numbers look like, and I think we might see those numbers out later on this week.
Thank you much, Bill.
Thank you, Dave.
Bill Gentry of Risk Management Commodities, and he is in Lafayette, Indiana. Current tick in the marketplace, December corn, 441 and three quarters, up 3.5. July, 470 and a quarter, up 3.25. November soybeans, 1311.5, up 9.25. July, 1261.5, up 4.75. December soybean meal, 420.10, up $4. And December soybean oil, 41.53, up a penny. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 9:01 Central Time.